This is the Raglan News.
In local news, Dennis Amore has been elected as the chair of the Raglan Community Board for the next 3 years. The board had its first meeting of the new term yesterday afternoon, where Dennis was nominated by Councillor Lisa Thompson, and with no other nominations, he automatically became the chair. The same process happened with Chris Rayner being nominated for deputy chair by Tony Houston, and the rest of the board happy to offer no further nominations. The board was also sworn in by the new mayor, Jackie Church, although Satnam Baines wasn't at the meeting, will have to be sworn in at a later date. Those sworn in include Dennis Amore, Chris Rayner, Tony Houston, Kerry Binnersley, Ross Wallace, Lisa Thompson, and the new councillor for the Tauranga Takiwā Māori Ward, Tilly Turner, who's been appointed to all of the boards in the southern half of the Waikato district. Things went a bit differently at the regional council, however, with Pamela Storey, the new chair of the Waikato Regional Council, after her name was drawn from a hat. Yes, the council was split 7-all between her and Stu Kneebone, and with no members prepared to change their vote, the council CEO was forced to resort to a game of chance to get a winner. Same process happened with the deputy chair there, with Bruce Clarkson having his name drawn from the hat. Former chair Russ Remington, who was chucked out by voters at the recent election, was spotted in the audience, apparently there to see who was replacing him. And Pamela Storey is one of the councillors from our own Waikato constituency. Bruce Clarkson is from Hamilton. And after losing at the hat, Stu Kneebone immediately offered his full support to the chair, as the entire council was keen to make a clean break from the divisiveness of the previous 3 years. And back in Raglan, the Raglan Chronicle has moved its office down the road to the iHub in the museum building. With the paper being published on a reduced cycle these days, staff working more from home and contact with the public happening online much more, owner Jackie Kay made the decision to downsize the operation and let go of their permanent office. The decision was made to pool resources with the iHub, as both are in the business of providing information for and about Raglan. And the iHub will act as a drop-off point for the Chronicle and Rag magazine, and also a place to meet with staff and journalists. And that is the Raglan News for Wednesday, 2nd of November, 2022.